Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Let's get it.
Woo. All right, we're going to go in a circle and everyone just talks to see if you can hear yourself. Yes, hi, sir. I'm Brock.
Hi, I'm Pockets.
And I'm Lamikos.
And I'm Mama Bully.
Your timing's off.
All right, we got to try that again. One more time. Hi, I'm Brock.
Hi, I'm Pockets.
Hi, I'm Lamikos.
And I'm Danita.
Okay, we got you all good. We're good.
Boom.
Whew. That's okay, good. I'm going to stop it.
Oh, shit. Everybody in the
no, where you put it on, we're going to start. Are they starting? Or is it?
Yeah.
Is it Bone Thugs now?
Yep.
All right, ready? Signals a stylish show. Welcome to Coal Mine, where we dig deep to get in the mind of coal. With me, as always, is not coal, but tonight we're doing a super special 50th episode, spectacular, live from the Bone Thugs concert.
Yes,
we got
sir.
Bully Brand with us all night.
What's
Mika,
up?
Mika, why don't you introduce yourself?
What's up? How y'all doing? It's L-E-M-E-K-O at Heartland. What's going on, Bully Brand?
Mika's
in the coal mine. Dina, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing
Mama
good.
Mama Bully.
I don't think her name's
Mama
Dina.
Here to take care of you.
Did you call her Dina?
Is it Dina?
It's Danita.
Danita. Danita. Danita.
You're worse than Cole.
Sorry, Danita.
I'm on Cole back, by the way. Just kidding. Who else we got here with us?
Hey, y'all. Bone Murder's finna come on. Bone Thug is on right now,
oh,
y'all.
They're about to start.
Let's get
Mika's
it.
Gonna run
I gotta go film.
Listen. You guys stay on. Miko's too excited. You've been around the business before.
That's right.
So we're coming live from the Bone Thugs concert. They just entered the stage. They're rocking it. And Mika has ran off already.
He's more excited coming. Than a 15-year-old schoolgirl watching NSYNC right now.
You might be excited watching a 15-year-old girl right now. Just kidding, Mika.
Possible.
I hope he's not. Just a disclaimer.
He is twerking already. Just to let everybody know.
He's excited. It's his first concert. This is Miko's first concert, everybody.
Oh, is it?
And he got to go backstage, got let in through a gate. He's going to be spoiled for life. It's like a kid who shoots the buck on his first week at a deer hunting.
He's going to be Mr. VIP from now on.
He's going to be a diva. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Never going to stop.
He's going to want to sit in the back seat all the time now.
Well, Dustin, you have some experience in this industry. Why don't you tell us how you got into this?
Well, years ago, me and Dustin, when we were in college, actually, we actually started a record company to put one of our friends out because he was a fantastic artist. And unfortunately, that friend went to prison, and we no longer had any music to put out. So we started rapping ourselves, and for 12 years, we toured around the country doing shows, and we have done shows with Bone Thugs, who's on stage right now.
Why don't you name drop right now? Who else have you done shows with?
Twista, Tech N9ne, Little White. Bubba
I know
Sparks.
Two or three of those. Keep going.
Bubba Sparks.
I know him. He's white.
Who else have we done shows with? There's so many to name. It's so hard to think of.
Did you do stuff with Jelly Roll?
We did do stuff with Jelly Roll back in the day. Back when Jelly Roll was making $250 a show.
That's pretty insane. We were listening to some of his B-sides on the way up, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
I think it's important to know that my son Dustin was that dude Saint, and then we got Poppins.
And
they're
I was
my
Pockets.
Boys.
We were the KBC, the Kickback Click.
Wow. And we got you on Coal Mine. We're touched. Thank you so much for joining us. And actually, you guys have been with us, honestly, since we started getting a little bit big. And when I say a little bit big, I mean a little bit. We're not that big yet. But we're open to launch
tonight.
It ain't
that long, but it sure is skinny.
That's not what I meant, but I appreciate the input there, Dustin. Anyways, we are hoping tonight is our big break for our 50th episode. That's right, we've been doing 50 episodes of this garbage. Do you believe this?
50's a lot.
I know. We started out all over a year ago in the apartment that we were living in because my house had burned down. And I started Coal Mine just kind of as a way to keep myself sane and to connect me and my wife. So we had something every single week that we could sit down and do with
our friends.
Funny
thing is, that's where Kickback Production started, was in my apartment.
You burned your house down too?
No, but it started in my apartment.
No, we burned down. Never mind. Crap, I'm going to jail. Just kidding, they really did never find out what happened. That's not very funny,
snitches
though.
Get
it's pretty anxiety-ridden. Yikes! Anyways, let's move on before the feds come swarming in after me.
Well, all the ops. We gotta watch out for the ops.
This is honestly the coolest part about, I think, your whole company, right?
Yeah.
That you're all run by family. So why don't you introduce yourself, and your name is not Dina, correct?
No.
Why don't you pronounce it?
My name is Danita.
And how are you involved in the company?
My son owns it.
Nice.
Yes,
and I think it's so cool that you come out here and support him and all that stuff. I met you actually when you first did a show with Doghouse. Remember that? That was the first time Coal Mine got invited to an event.
Yes.
We were still learning the ropes. Miko was actually still learning where you could download our show.
Yeah.
For those at home, you can download on Apple, Spotify, and literally anywhere you can download podcasts. So Miko should have just got one right by guessing.
So go download the podcast, by the way. That would probably be a good idea if you haven't already.
Whoa, you're better than Miko and Cole combined already. I'm glad we partnered with you tonight. That's right, we officially partnered with Bully Grand tonight. We're going to be working together, going throughout the country. I got an RV that we're going to wrap up someday.
Well, I'm all about the shameless plugs, so.
What was shameless about that? It's called marketing. And Danita used to work in marketing, didn't you?
I did.
What did you do?
I worked for a home delivery flyer called My Buddy with Keith Collins.
Did you teach Dustin everything he knows?
I say yes, but he'll say no.
Hey, Dustin! Did your mom teach you everything you know?
Just about. That and MTV.
He didn't say either of those. You are from the MTV. Now that he's over here, we're going to introduce the man with the dream.
He has to ride home with her. Of course he's going to say that.
That's true. Who's driving?
I'm going to pass it on to Dustin here.
All right, we're going to bring on the godfather of pretty much everything. I got hooked up with this dude at a wrestling show. I saw the Bully Brand merchandise. I had to come up and ask what they were doing. And shamelessly, later on, ask if I could be a part of it, because I was such a big fan of everything they're doing. Dustin, why don't you plug Bully Brand right now? Tell the world what you guys are doing, where you started, where you come from, and what this is all about.
Oh, man, well, right now, we're at a Bone Thugs and Harmony concert. We started making t-shirts in a basement. I don't know. We got plugged up. Basically, all we do is we sell t-shirts, talk shit, and rescue dogs. We've been doing this.
Well, we sell other things besides t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, we sell a lot of stuff.
Do you sell dogs?
No. Well, we are going to work on responsible breeding, but we do not believe in backyard breeding. That's why we rescue dogs.
Check that out. What if you had a dog adoption one time?
Hey, that's a thing. That's a thing. We work with a few different rescues.
Which rescues do you work with?
Saveable Rescues. We've made merch for them. We've helped contribute to that. We have, there's just so many in the state of Minnesota alone that we work with that.
Ooh, you're going to offend some if you don't name them.
Actually, this month, if any of your viewers know a good rescue that is into bully breeds, we are looking to make a donation to a rescue by the end of this month. So we want to donate food, kennels, collars, leashes, anything, and we're looking for suggestions for rescues that we haven't worked with before.
Now that strikes me as a non-shameless plug. There is no shame in that.
No
shame. That's beautiful.
No, there's really no shame
in what these guys do. That's why I love them, dude. They're so incredibly selfless. They've helped us learn so much about the industry. They're the ones who invited us out tonight. I was so touched when Dustin texted me yesterday, asked if we wanted to go. And like a good little boy, the first thing I asked is, do we need tickets?
And I laughed because everybody knows when you're rolling with the bosses, you don't need tickets to place. We got let in the back gate. We're actually sitting on top of the fucking amphitheater watching Bone Thugs and Harmony while we're recording this right now.
Now you say that like I've never snuck into an R.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Rated movie when I was underage by buying the wrong tickets. Is this not the same exact thing?
Gay porn doesn't count.
But yeah, we did have to sneak in.
A movie's a movie, Dustin. Just kidding. I never snuck into one of those. Yeah, except for Brokeback.
No, Brock's a good guy.
That's a plug for Cole.
He probably got halfway in the door and then the little angel popped up and said, no, Brock.
That's right. I have kind of the little angel on your guys' shoulder. Yeah, we got some big announcements for what we're going to be doing moving forward, but we'll save those and let those go throughout the night because we're going to be recording all night.
All night long.
We're getting some hotel rooms and stuff. We're going to kick it live. We're going to try and keep Miko in control, but he is already gone.
He is literally twerking at the Bone Thugs Army concert.
Dude, Miko's never been to a concert.
That boy is a 12-year-old girl right now, fanboying.
So I said earlier he's more excited than a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, speaking of that 12-year-old girl, get Miko out here. Come say hi, baby.
Here's that girl.
Here we go. Miko just came wandering back. Miko, how's the show, buddy? This is your first concert.
He said it's Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Hey, this Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, and
Billy Brand, and we all blacking in this bitch tonight.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yes, sir.
Miko, were you twerking?
Miko, did you just call us black?
Yep.
We're all black tonight.
Were you twerking, Miko?
He must have saw my wristbands and bandana.
Were you twerking?
Oh, me? I did.
Yeah, you were twerking.
I
said you were more excited than a 15-year-old girl in an NSYNC concert right now.
You feel me? This is shit, bro. This is what we have,
Miko, what songs have they played so far?
Huh?
What songs have they played so far? He's in his own world right now, all excited.
Have they done Crossroads?
No Surrender. Hey, I gotta go, bro.
Oh, another song.
I gotta go, bro.
He's gotta go.
He's too excited. Hey, that was Miko. That was more time than I thought we'd get with Miko.
Yeah. And he's off like a prom running. Dress on prom night.
He's running.
That's true. Miko probably never got his prom. I'm glad we could give that to him tonight. He's earned it. Miko actually has earned it, dude. This
Back
guy is
to
super
twerking already. He's a twerker. I didn't know
this
that.
Guy's got a sick-ass story, man. So I mentioned a little bit on the show before, but I met Miko at a halfway house. I was doing a Bible study there. And my favorite story
halfway
is when
halfway to what?
We're going to find out, heaven or hell. I don't know. We'll see by the end of the night. I think I know which way he's heading, but still time for this little angel to steer him in the right direction.
Amen.
Right? Well, anyways, I met Miko at a halfway house. So when he first walked in the room, someone said, hey, Miko, go grab a Bible. And he looked at officer and goes, do I have to be a Christian? And I laughed really hard. I said, I'd kind of like it if you weren't. So he walked in, dude, and he was the most fun. He was, like, the most energetic. And by the end, we were having the best conversations. I was like, I just love this guy. So, like, 3 or 4 weeks in, he told me that his dream was to be on a podcast. And John had just quit our podcast. So I was like, dude, I got a podcast. Maybe this is a side. You should come join us. And I kid you not, the first week home came, his episode jumped instantly to the number 2 most played episode on our show.
So Everything happens for a reason.
We knew right then and there we had a star. And since then, it's still the number 2 most played after our first episode for obvious reasons. Right?
Until now. That.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Hey. We got the 50th episode spectacular tonight. Going all night from the Bone Thugs comment.
Speaking of 5-0, there is a lot of 5-0 here tonight.
We sold
shirts to 5-0 tonight.
Yes, the police officer gave us money and didn't even take his shirt. Yeah, he's going to have us mail it to him.
He literally gave us
Do you think it
would have
gone differently if Miko was here?
He gave us his address. A cop gave us his address to mail him some shirts because we didn't have his size.
I thought that was something secretly he gave you in the bathroom.
That reminds me of a ridiculous joke. You know how cops like their coffee, right? How? Black with a couple of shots in it.
I thought I was going to say full of booze.
Hey!
That wasn't racist. Miko, get back here. Hurry. We need you.
Right.
Oh, he is so happy. I love watching this.
He's gone. I don't even see him twerking. Oh, no, there he is on the bench.
Is
up
he?
In the air, standing. Yep, there he is.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's flashing his titties. He flashed his titties.
Both of them?
Yep. Both of them.
Yep.
Two nipples and hair.
He's pretty smooth. I thought he'd be here.
Oh, he's helping someone up. Who's he helping up? Oh, mama.
He's helping your mom.
Mama bully up.
Oh, man. If someone had busted out your mom, she would have been correct right there.
Is Miko hitting on mama right now?
He'd have to die.
He could be your new stepdad.
Oh, Miko.
The step would be on his head into a puddle.
That's pretty good.
We've killed people for less.
I'm kind of like a father to him.
We have killed people for less.
Like what?
for less. Lighter. You know, like the shots.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Miko's doubled that tonight.
Yeah, there's Miko some controversy stole my lighter.
Yep. We'll find out by the end of the night. Hey, what are the odds? Hey, let's make a bet right now, Dustin. Where do you think we're finding that lighter? I'm going to say Miko doesn't have it. Are you going to go all in that he has it?
I will go all in that he had it and might have dropped it or put it somewhere that I'm not going to find it
until
later.
Okay. So I'm going to go he doesn't have it, and it's not clearly in an obvious spot where he had it. We're going to find it somewhere else. I'm putting my money on that. You can go with he either has it,
it's in his shoe,
it's somewhere where he had it, and we find it later, and it's like, yeah,
he
obviously had
it. I'm going to find it in the backseat of the Escalade, I guarantee
it. What's the bet on that? $20?
$20.
Yeah. All right, $20. Let's shake on it.
They're shaking on it. I am the witness.
That's what we call a cliffhanger, right? People are going to have to tune in later to see what happens.
Will they find the lighter in the backseat of the Escalade? Maybe.
Maybe not.
Dude, it's totally in Miko's
pocket. Tune in next podcast to find out.
That's true. I can make
another
side
bet. We're
going to
milk this for about 25 shows, though, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be the end of the season twist, like who
That'll
shot Mr.
Burns. That'll be good, because my side bet is this motherfucker plants a lighter in the back of the Escalade claims it to be said lighter.
I would do nothing of the sort.
I bet you've done less for $20.
I've done more for $20.
Yikes. Either way, it sounds like I'm out $20 and possibly a friend.
Or
maybe
or it could
one.
Be the best friend you've ever had.
You guys are the best friends that Coal Mine's ever had. We love you.
Well, we love you too.
Oh, is this a song I recognize yet?
Oh, shit, it's the first of the month, baby.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah, get up.
Even I get that one.
Yeah.
Here, let's listen to that, everyone. We're going to just put our microphones to it so everyone can hear this song. This is going to be fun. Ready?
In surround sound. Here we go.
Remember that part of the song.
You would.
This doesn't apply to us, boys. We're back to the show.
We are not beautiful ladies.
That was only for the beautiful ladies.
But I am pretty like a girl.
Well, you said beautiful ladies, not pretty like a girl. So back to the show, Dustin. I bet the beautiful ladies are loving this song. Hey, Miko's a beautiful lady. She's dancing. Hey,
at the res, we call these concerts Auntie's Gone Wild.
Ooh, is Miko an auntie?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He might be.
Just some lucky child.
Well, the view from Nico from here with those dreads, he kind of looks like an auntie.
Well, I got you. And it's Bone Thugs.
Favorite. I mean, he's twerking like an auntie, that's for sure.
He's always twerking like an auntie. That's what it says on his back. Speaking of that, we should get it tattooed on his back. Hey, Dustin, do you know a good place where we get a tattoo in September?
Oh, my God. At the end of September, there's this tattoo convention. It's called Ink Fusion Expos. And, it's brought to you by fucking Bowling Brand.
What? Tell us more.
Yes, we're bringing out some of the top artists in the entire nation to do the first tattoo convention ever at the Danbury Casino here in Danbury, Wisconsin, at the St. Croix Casinos. We're going to have the coal mine will be doing the play-by-play there.
Well, that's what people really want to know.
And, it's going to be a great time. Anybody that wants to get in on it, they can message us, message the Coal Mine Podcast. They'll pass the message along, and we'll get you set up with a booth. Or you can just come and get tattooed.
Where can they message you if they want?
Over 100 artists will be there.
Where can they message you if they want to send a message to you guys?
You can message inquiry.inkfusionsexpos@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook under Inkfusion Expos. If you want to, if that's too much for you, you can always email Bully Brand or message us. Either way, Mr. Bully Brand's running the show, and we're going to make it a fantastic experience with all the fine people we have involved. We have the Buffalo Spirit Creations, Danbury Casino, the Coal Mine, Bully Brand. There's just so many people out there. We're bringing out the Kingdom from South St. Paul. Shout out to the Kingdom for taking 5 booths. They're going to have 10 to 12 artists there just dropping ink like no tomorrow.
Speaking of coal mines,
a lot of ink will be slang, that is for sure.
Yeah, yes, we're going to be slang a lot of ink.
And if you need a hole in some specific body part, there will be piercers there as well. And don't forget to pick up your Ink Fusion Expo's clothing, Bully Brand clothing, a coal mine t-shirt. You can buy Pocket's lip ring for $25 because he'll have one by then, I'm sure.
Possibly. There is possibly piercers there.
You're going to charge me $30 for that.
I may walk out of there with some new holes in my body. That is definitely a possibility.
Oh yeah, I promised that to you.
I will walk out of there with some ink, that is for sure. Possibly cool. Some new holes.
Just call me Ink.
It's going
ink
down, Daddy.
That's gonna be sick. And if all else fails, when you're trying to reach out to them, you can always reach out to the coal mine at enter.thecoal.mine. Oh, I said it wrong. enter.the.coal.mine@gmail.com. And you might be wondering, why is Cole not here?
Why is Cole not here?
Well, Cole and I had a little bit of a falling out 2 weeks ago, and frankly, I'm not too happy about it.
Gotta have the coal. How are we going to be in Cole's mind without the coal?
If you would like to hear Cole come back to the show, please send us an email at enter.the.coal.mine. Cole, we want you back so bad.
Also, you can send a message there as well to tell them to change their fucking email to something easier to type.
That's not available. We didn't have you when I was making emails. And I tried my best, Dustin. I've been learning a lot from Dustin in this industry. One thing I learned today
simplification.
No, I didn't learn that yet. I'm still working on that. I did learn that you should always bring a sweatshirt to an outdoor show, right?
And sweatshirts to sell if you're a merchandiser and it's outside, even in August.
Well, we had to go buy some sweatshirts from a vendor down here, and frankly, I wasn't too happy
with
the quality.
They are terrible.
Horrible quality sweatshirts.
I don't know who made these things, but I put my hands in the pockets and it felt like dry jizz sticking the pocket together. The print is not awesome.
That's
so
because Dustin
need some
was wearing yours before you.
They're about 2 sizes smaller than they should be for the size that's on them. But if you buy sweatshirts from us, our shirts come pre-shrunk. So we always sell the best quality clothing, whether it's a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, shorts, joggers, hats. Whatever you buy from us, it is going to be top quality. We do not sell trash.
I know. I think they've described Miko's as pre-shrunk and trash.
Right?
No, they haven't. He's adorable. He's having so much fun. I love this. So anyways, if you guys were going to be doing the shirts here, what would you do for them?
A lot. Dustin does all the designs. He's a magician with the things he comes up with. But like I said, first off, we'd probably start off with better quality material.
100% better quality material.
Better printing, so the first time you wash it, it does not wash away in the wash machine.
Yes, it will last much longer than the first
wash. What about the second time you wash it?
It won't go away the second time you watch it, the third time you watch
fourth.
It.
You're guaranteed 100 washes. Let's just go there before we count it up.
Holy crap. Like, that's
our
a lot of washes.
Our stuff does
most
not
people
fade.
Don't wash their clothes probably 100 times, so you're lucky
it
there.
It does not fade. It is pretty strong.
Especially the people that come to wrestling shows.
And the best thing is everything we make is stylish.
I'm one of
good.
Them.
Whether... No matter what your style is, we have something for you, and you will look good wearing it, and you will also help some dogs in the process.
That's true. I didn't even know they were helping dogs, and I came to them because I love the logo so much. I'd probably pay more if you're not helping the dogs.
Right.
I'm just kidding. No, I love what you guys do. You're so incredibly selfless, man. You give so much money away. That's what I love about you guys. Your heart is truly in it for the dogs and nothing else. I mean, Dustin just lives to promote other people. That's
yes,
why when
and
we started
I want
working,
everybody to fucking remember that, because all you fucking haters that think that I've got millions of dollars and I can just dump money and do this, that, and the other, I'm poor. I work a day job.
The thing is, he's still willing to do it when he sees talent, man. I've seen this guy throw so
jobs,
much money at people.
And not only do we stick the money that we make from Bully Brand back into the business and to the dogs, we stick our own money into this as well.
No, these guys are hustling like crazy. That's, again, why I came to them begging to be a part of what they're doing, and they were so gracious. They made our first coal mine shirts for us.
Yes, sir.
And we were able to get rid of all of them. We got rid of all of them at the last show. I mean, I won't say that we sold them because we didn't. I gave them all away, but we did get rid of all of them.
Brock,
well,
you do like to give things away. You are
run.
A giver.
I know,
give that.
But that's how you market, right, Dustin? You got to give everything away.
Absolutely.
First.
The only thing he was missing was a website on the back.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean, you troublemakers? Like,
well,
if I licked it?
That just means people can have the coal mine shirts, but if you're going to give them away, you got to have a hashtag or something like
yeah.
that.
Like
or
a QR code. That's or true. Something.
Hey, that sounds like something we should do for the next
show.
Hold on a second,
I got a
next
show. Hold on, we have a customer.
Oh my gosh. I think it's a customer. Look at this. They're always selling. They're always making money. And hitting on chicks.
Chicks.
Just kidding. Okay, can she hear me?
She is kind of cute, though.
Can she hear us?
I don't care. I don't really care.
Oh, that's inappropriate. I wish I didn't say that. I'm the good one of the group. I have to keep these guys in line tonight. That's my job.
That way it may be a tough task.
Not for me. I'll just go to bed. I say I wasn't with these guys. Look at me. I'm straight laced.
What are you talking about? You're our alibi.
Whatever. Everybody's got to have one. I can talk my way out of most things, usually with crying.
Bring bail money for coming with us. You must bring bail money.
I spent all my bail money on sweatshirts. You guys are staying the night.
They were also overpriced.
Actually, no. I'm going to bail you out because I'm going to be pissed if I got a hotel. You're getting bailed out and you're sleeping there tonight. We're using it.
The sweatshirts and clothing here was also way overpriced.
That's
They're
true.
Charging $70 for a crappy hoodie.
Oh my god, what would you guys charge for your sauna?
For a high quality, really, really, really good hoodie, $50.
Holy crap, that's a steal at any concert, man.
Right?
You know how many people would buy that? You know how people would go to the concert, buy that sweatshirt and say, hey, guess how much I got this sweatshirt for? You should buy Bully Brand merch.
Exactly.
And then probably go back to the concert.
$40. We're selling ours for $20 at this concert.
Oh
and
my
it's
gosh.
Better. So it's not only better quality, it's half the price. To come see us. We're going to be at the Yellow Wolf concert coming up at the Danbury Casino on the 24th, so you can come see Bully Brand there.
And that's safe to say that if you don't buy any of their merchandise, you literally support killing dogs, right?
Well, yes and no.
Well, if you're about rescuing dogs, if they're not buying your stuff, they're about killing dogs. That's
they're,
the opposite.
They're not helping us save dogs.
So they're
we'll
killing
say
dogs.
That.
They're literally going out there and killing a dog every time they don't buy one of your shirts. You heard it, people. You should buy Bully Brand merchandise or you're a dog killer.
dog killers are not nice.
Yeah,
you will help
right.
us save dogs if you buy our shirts. So that is 100%.
So where can they buy
sure.
your shirts now? I know you guys are
well,
in stores, right?
Well, we do have
right?
www.bullybrand.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
clothingcompany.com. But that is just like stuff that we keep stocked in the warehouse. It isn't everything we have to offer. If you want to see everything we have to offer, you definitely got to come see us at an event. We bring lots of things to the events that we don't have on the website.
And one event you guys are usually at is Ironheart Pro Wrestling Event.
We do. Yep, right? We support Ironheart.
So Coal Mine recently started partnering with Ironheart Pro Wrestling as well. We got an event coming up on August 16th in Rosemont, Minnesota. Make sure you get down there. Coal Mine will be there live again. Last time I got to go in the ring, but I got in trouble for throwing a microphone. So I learned a lesson that night too. You know what the lesson was?
What's that?
Make sure if you're going to throw the IT microphone that the IT guy is okay with it. He was not okay with it. But I went and apologized right away and we were cool.
Well, there you go. Apology will get you a long way.
Guess what? I'm a bit of a troublemaker. I might throw it again and probably apologize again. And if I broke it out for money.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's true. That's called investing in the company, right?
Right. And we also are any doghouse wrestling show, you can come see us.
Oh, yeah. That's where we got our big break. I called our big break because it was the first one that anyone let us come MC at, and that was the doghouse. They just finished up their last series. Any idea when their next series is kicking off?
I believe we are doing something in September and October. September in St. Paul. And you'll have to ask Nelson when he gets back on what the festival is that we're at. But we will be at the American Legion, I believe, in October. Probably going to do something for Halloween for sure.
Yeah, I remember you were talking a sick-ass Halloween show, dude. That'd be fun. Big Halloween party? Halloween themed?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have to wear a costume?
I mean, a costume is always a plus.
Dude, I bet Cole will totally come back for that one because he loves wearing costumes.
Hey, so do I.
Do you know he dressed up at work every year that he worked at McCormick?
Oh, yeah?
Every Halloween. The first year he came as, I think, SpongeBob. The next year he was Chester Cheeto. And my favorite costume all time. He came as Woody from Toy Story.
Hey, as long as he's out there living his best life, that is all
it matters. It wasn't about how cute he looked in the costume. It was about how cute the costume was on him.
Because
it was tiny. And you could see every part of his body on it throughout the whole day. Full outline and everything.
I didn't need that mental picture.
And he rocked it all day.
I did not need that mental picture.
I actually did a watercolor. Dude, I made a picture of it. I did a watercolor of it. It's beautiful. I'll show you later tonight. If anyone's interested in that watercolor picture I did of Cole, maybe we'll auction off on one of the shows. Seriously, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? Maybe we'll auction it off at an event. If you come to an event, I'll have a silent auction for that. We'll raise all the money for dogs.
Right?
Hey, that'd be cool, huh?
Hey, we're down for anything that will help the dogs.
What's that? I don't know. What's your name? Do you want to be on a podcast?
You want to be on a podcast?
Okay, what's your name?
What's your name?
My name's Amber.
Here you go. Here's headphones. Here's a microphone. Do you know how a microphone works? You're crushing it. You're just talking it.
Okay.
Clearly you do. What's your name?
My name's Amber.
Amber, where are you from?
From here.
Where's here?
Siren Webster area.
Not a lot of people know where here is.
Okay, it's in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're kind of in a weird part of Wisconsin. I said you're kind of in a weird part of Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're
you're like the lesser known part of Wisconsin.
Yeah, right on the nose. Like people say it looks like a Native American chief profile.
No, I never heard that. I don't. Why don't you sell me on how cool the nose of Wisconsin is? Is it a cool place to live?
No.
Why?
No, it's not.
Why? You got cool concerts like Bone Thugs.
Yeah, we get Bone Thugs, I guess.
Well.
Siren's got a population of like 6 million. That's like the biggest.
It doesn't matter about the size. That's what Dustin's been telling me all night.
Yeah, well, there's nothing but meth and minimum wage here.
So? You can do a lot of cool things with minimum wage, like start a podcast or a t-shirt company.
You can do whatever you want.
That's right.
Yeah. We're dreamers here.
That's my
what do you do for work?
I work here, actually. I work in a salon shop.
Oh, sick.
So are you like the security? Are you the bouncer?
Well, tonight I am.
Do you know he works security?
Yeah, that is actually what I do for my regular job.
Oh, really?
Yep, I work security.
For my day job, I sell cigarettes.
He does too on the side in back alleys to children.
Yeah. Dude, you're not supposed to tell anybody.
It's called marketing.
You don't go against the code. You don't sell the pregnant women or children.
Well, if you were to guess, what would you guess I do for a job?
I would guess a vacuum cleaner.
What nope. I didn't hear her. Nope. What'd she say?
She said a record producer.
Oh, record producer.
No. Nope.
I actually used to do that for a job as well.
We're not asking what you did. We already know what you
years.
Did. All right, you're wrong. I'll give you three guesses to guess what I did for work. Go. All right. That's
next,
one.
My next guess is janitor.
Oh, shit, I'm not, but we used to have a janitor on the show.
You did?
I know, and I can't make fun of it because then I'm making fun of Cole.
Hey, janitors.
Was that a compliment if I was a janitor?
And, like, housekeeping yeah. people like that, they run the world. I much See? Much exactly. love for those people.
Anything that works with shit is, like, you know.
Would I be cooler if I was a janitor?
What's that?
Would I be cooler if I was a janitor?
That depends on what your real job is.
Oh, crap, here's the real test. Crap, Cole, you're going to love this. All right, you got to get a third guess.
Tattoo artist.
Oh my gosh, she thinks I'm way cooler than I am. Dude, I buy and sell computer equipment for a middle range computer company. Look how white I am. Just because I'm wearing a bandana and wristbands, I'm a salesman.
Well, she gets tattoos because she knows about the tattoo time. Convention that's coming up, so that's why she guessed.
I only dress like this to fit in with these guys. The rest of the time, dude, I wear like polos and khakis and stuff. I'm so polite. You should see me.
He's like the whitest motherfucker of all time.
I am. I know.
Khakis.
Well, they're not khakis. They're dress pants. They're really nice dress pants.
Brock and his
but
dad
guess
jeans.
What? I buy them at Savers. I buy them secondhand because I think it's ridiculous to spend a lot of money on dress pants.
Like all white people.
Nuh-uh, not the good ones.
Brock looks good in his dad jeans.
I do got dad jeans.
Are you
mostly
because
I borrowed them from my dad.
Are those new balances?
They're Eddies. They're skateboarding shoes.
Okay.
Dude, you gotta rock the J's, my friend. You gotta rock the J's.
Mine have
Jordans all the way.
What are your shoes?
Mine
You're probably wearing Skechers.
They're Nautica.
Nautica.
Is that cool?
No.
No.
Oh, ha ha.
It's expensive. But it's
and you're white.
Cool.
Why are you calling me white? You guys are all white.
Hey, Brock, I got a fact for you.
Cool.
Did you know that one of the first things a woman notices about a man when she meets him
is his
shoes?
That's not true.
Hold on. What is the first thing you notice?
I guarantee you she does, but it's subconsciously.
The sense of humor.
If you meet a girl, watch within the first 30 seconds, she'll look at your feet.
That's when they get to know somebody.
Yeah.
Appearance-wise, the first thing a woman is gonna notice is the height.
Height.
Ooh, I'm tall.
You don't like
and
short
I have a sense
guys?
Of humor.
Me?
Yeah.
It's funny you should ask. I've actually been the same height or taller than almost all my boyfriends.
So
how tall are you? Hold on, let me get you right. Ready? If I get it right. Are you 5'9"?
No, she's 5'7" because I'm 5'10".
Did you get it right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're way more charming than I am.
Hey,
no, I'm just bad at guessing heights. That's not a good quality. You didn't say guessing heights is your number one quality. And a guy, you said sense of humor and height. I'm 6'2", motherfucker.
Well, we just need to get Miko over here because then we'll all look tall.
He's really short. Have you seen our friend Miko? He's really short, but he's black and he's got charisma.
Yeah, the black guy that was with us, that's Miko.
Yeah.
He's short as hell.
He makes up for his character.
Yeah, he is. He's a funny
great
guy.
Character.
He's great.
I know. I love Miko. And he loves me, too. Mostly because I give him money.
I did date somebody that was 6'2", my baby daddy.
What's your baby's name?
I have two kids. They're not babies.
Okay. Well, hold on. I found out today when I was signing books that I'm really bad at spelling names. We're going to do a contest.
If I tell you how old my kids are, then it's going to give away my age.
My kid's 16.
Mine's 17.
My youngest one is 8, and my oldest one is 12.
Holy shit.
So see, we both have older kids than you. So we're older
I was
going to
say
you.
She's really old.
Yeah, but
fuck.
That doesn't matter. I don't want people to know that.
Just kidding. My kid's 16, but I adopted him. I didn't have sex until I was 18. I was a
I'm
good
still
kid.
A virgin. Mine was adopted,
yeah.
too.
I thought 17. If you had sex, you got every girl pregnant.
Right.
Seriously. Public schools did a number on me.
I mean, you might get cooties.
You might get AIDS?
Girls have cooties.
What?
You might get
cooties.
AIDS?
Cooties, not AIDS.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, that's like the bad version of AIDS.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. He's over here like, what? AIDS? Who's got AIDS?
I'm an extreme. Well, your kids aren't that old.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
still
you're
young. You're a youngin'.
Yeah.
We're not going to play Guess Your Age, don't worry.
Yeah, we wouldn't do that to a woman. We're gentlemen here.
I am, you're
I
not.
Really, I really don't care, actually. I tell people, though, that when people ask how old I am, like I just had my birthday, and people tell, like, ask me, I was like, okay, I just celebrated my 10th annual 25th birthday.
I did not know how old my grandmother was until after she died. My grandmother always told me she was 25, and I didn't know her real age until after she died.
You must have been really fucked up when you turned 26.
Right? Yeah, I mean,
older than my grandma now.
Right?
It's probably confusing for you.
It was. Grandma, how old are you?
Did 25. You start buying her presents?
Right? You know, but no.
And babysitting her?
And then my roommate, she always... Her,
oh,
says,
look who it is. This is the short guy I was talking about. This is Miko. Miko, you want to jump in?
She has... It's her 21st birthday with 20 years of experience.
No, like, my 10th annual.
You tired?
Are you back, Miko?
Miko.
All right, guys. I got to go, though, because I am on the clock.
Okay. Hey, that was really nice talking to you. Here, hold on.
Yeah,
you
make sure
be able to find the
make
show.
Sure you give her the thing so she can find and listen to herself.
Yeah, here you go. You want to listen to our show? You can hear yourself when you're famous.
Yeah, you'll be famous.
That's I'm going to have to ask this question now that I'm back. You are safe. They are not holding you hostage or anything.
We're not holding her.
I need an adult.
I need an adult.
You don't need an adult. You're 35. Now I told everyone your age. That's what you get.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for being on. It was a pleasure meeting you, Amber. Thank
nice
you.
Meeting you.
Dustin, come back. You want a sucker, Miko? Hey, Miko, say hi. We missed you. Come here.
I got smoke.
You better mean cigarettes. You better mean cigarettes.
Hell no.
That's illegal. Miko's causing problems right now. Miko, maybe I didn't want you to come back. You're a troublemaker. Miko, smoke a cigarette and calm down. They're Newports. You should love them.
He's going to sleep like a baby tonight with all that twerking.
That's Billy Bones down there twerking.
Miko is in heaven. Can you believe this is his first concert, Dustin? This is where he got to come for his first concert. What a show.
Right?
Hey, that's awesome. I'm glad he could come on.
Miko, what do you think of your first concert, buddy?
This is live, bro. It don't get no better than this, bro.
Yeah?
Well, I can't wait till later on.
Why? Because we're going to go to the Bone Thugs VIP concert?
Yeah.
Are you going to blow your mind?
Yeah.
What if we get a picture of Bone Thugs tonight? Do you think we can get a picture with Bone Thugs? We're going to post it on Facebook tonight and say, hey, told you, we got a picture with Bone Thugs. Do you know,
I
got a picture with Steve-O. I gave Steve-O a copy of my book. He has an autographed copy of my book. And guess what? Who else? Sinbad.
Oh,
Sinbad has an autographed copy of my book.
I love Kazam.
I love that Genie movie he was in.
Easy. Don't forget, I'm a white guy from the suburbs. We take pop culture very seriously. Knock it off, you guys.
Oh!
Speaking of books,
and
my book
Miko
is called A Dog and
like
His Bone. You can
dodgeball.
Find it on Amazon. That's written by Mr. Brock, M-I-S-T-E-R, space
Bye,
Brock.
Bye, Miko.
A Dog and His Bone by Mr. Brock, illustrated by Stephen Lowe. I wrote that book I probably started it like 12 years ago. I got it published 6 years ago through 2MP Books. And we're going to give away some free books tonight. I hope people go tell their friends and maybe people will look up again and find A Dog in His Bone on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, shameless plug.
Shameless. That wasn't shameless. My proceeds do not go to helping anyone but starving children. That's right. My 16-year-old son is starving.
Starving. He's literally 120 pounds soaking wet.
He needs so much food, so I need all your money.
All your money.
Yeah. I'm not going to give any to dogs.
Give it up.
Actually, I might because we might buy a dog sometime. That'd be cool. It won't be a pit bull, though.
He just said he's going to buy a dog in front of the guys that rescue dogs.
Right? Yeah.
Do you rescue,
rescue a dog. You don't buy a dog.
Do you rescue
it
dogs that can do duck hunting?
It made me want to say something terribly, terribly wrong.
Hey, you know what I said, though? You'd be proud. I said that since you guys rescue dogs with the proceeds for your company, that if you don't buy your stuff, they're literally supporting killing dogs, correct?
Something like that.
Yeah, in a sick way, you kind of are. So you need
They're
to buy
not
Bully
helping
brand.
Save dogs.
I know.
That's for sure.
Which is just as heartless. I mean, this is what I would say. Those who choose not to help dogs are no better than those who do not help dogs, correct?
We don't deserve dogs. Dogs are wonderful. They're one of the best creatures ever put on this planet. We
Some of them,
save
I don't know.
As many
Even
as
the little
possible.
Yipper ones? Just kidding. I fell in love with mine. Ruckus and Millie, I love you too. You're adorable.
I miss you. I wish everybody could see what we are seeing. Like, our view from this hilltop, we can see the stage perfectly with the Bone Thugs Army lighted up banner. The crowd, we can see completely over them. We have, like, the perfect view of the show.
They haven't even played Crossroads yet. You think that's going to be their encore?
Betcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, but something
once
like
I
that.
Once I hear them go, bum, 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 bum.
Well, I mean, it's 30 years of nothing but hits. What do you expect?
That's like the one sock rock note.
It's true. You know what I was thought? How many Burn CDs do you think have Crossroads on it? Probably one of the most Burn songs, wouldn't you?
Every mixtape ever has Crossroads on it.
From like the 90s, without question, I have so many with Crossroads on it. And people who burn CDs put Crossroads on it.
Dude, I still remember Crossroads on MTV.
Sure,
totally promote music videos, pirating your music.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, by the way, fuck Lars. Fuck Lars.
Yeah. Dude, we're going to get taken out of the air. He loves suing. What if we go big this time?
Yeah, we can't.
Just kidding. There's no what if. We're going big tonight, guys. This is our 50th episode.
Go spectacular. Home.
Half of your listening crowd is not old enough to realize that reference, but Lars is the fucking guy from Metallica that got Napster taken down.
Well, yeah. They definitely recognize it now.
Lars kept us from burning CDs for free.
I like this. Maybe we should just do a podcast with every celebrity I've ever had beef with.
Oh, dude, you'd love Birthday Beat 'em Up. We have a segment on our show called Birthday Beat 'em Up.
That would
we go
be like a live 24-hour podcast.
So then you can do Birthday Beat 'em Up, and if you hate the celebrity, you just give a 1 to 10 on how much you want to beat 'em up.
See, I have a list of celebrities and celebrity managers that I plan on kicking in the nuts.
Ooh, wow, that's my game. Can I guess one of them? Are they all people you worked with?
Yes.
Okay. Is one of them Nelly?
No, I love Nelly.
Oh. He just got in trouble recently. Did you see that? He got arrested.
Oh, yeah.
What was this for? Marijuana?
Yeah.
Oh, that troublemaker. Yeah. Who knew Nelly was smoking weed?
Okay.
Right? I mean, come on, dog.
All right. I'm 0 for 1. How about Twista?
Yes,
he is a dick.
Absolutely.
What?
Him and a...
Does he talk really fast, too?
It's not necessarily him. It's his crew.
Oh.
We brought him out for a song or a show a long time in Mountain View, Minnesota. And fucking... We brought him out. We paid for everything, and they wouldn't even allow us in the VIP. A guy said if we didn't have ass and titties, we couldn't come in there. I said, excuse me, sir.
Everybody has ass and titties.
I believe we need to talk.
They wouldn't even let us be in the building when he did his sound check. They kicked everybody out of the building so he could do a sound check.
Maybe
and then took the monitors away from all the other rappers, so everybody else had to perform with no monitors. They couldn't even hear themselves rap.
And then when he got on stage, he said, hey, DJ, can you turn my monitors up and smile?
Yeah, he's a dick.
He's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Well, I'd still like to have Twista on. Maybe we could make amends with him someday.
Right?
Maybe. That'd be good. We're a show about love and reconciliation. Speaking of which, Cole, come back to us.
I just don't like people who are self-entitled and think they're better than other people.
Crap, that's me in a nutshell.
Well, yeah. I told you I don't like you. You know
Why
that already.
Why did anyone correct me?
Looks like Meat goes out of gas. He's sitting down watching the concert now.
He twerked himself out.
He's loving life.
He twerked himself out. He's going to sleep like a baby tonight.
Dude, he is. He better be up at 6 a.m. Are you going to be up at 6 a.m.?
I'll probably be up past 6 a.m. I probably won't even go to sleep by then. You took a nap on the way up here. You slept
like
20
minutes.
Baby.
Dude, I love sleeping in cars. It's great.
You were totally like a bottlehead newborn baby.
Because I got a big head.
Flopping back and forth every time I sped up or slowed down.
So he bobbed his head the whole way here?
And the music was up, and he's bobbing around, and he didn't wake up one bit.
I didn't like the way you said that, Dustin. I think that was a euphemism for something else.
Hey, what happened when you were sleeping you don't need to know about?
That's not
sound
true,
like my uncle. You guys are the
me
worst.
Me too, me too.
You guys should Bully Brand should make it a device for people who are sleeping in cars that don't want their heads bobbing around. Have you ever thought of that?
We do.
A noose?
We can't talk
you can sell
about
a noose?
It's called
that's
duct tape.
Things.
We'll just duct tape your head to the.
Have you ever seen that Family Guy where Quagmire hits the button and the thing grabs the neck? And
yeah, Dustin had one of those in his cars.
It comes with every Escalade.
Why was my neck sore when I woke up?
That comes standard in the Escalade.
Probably.
So did you enjoy riding to the show in the Escalade, Brock?
Dude, that was sweet. That thing is sick. Why don't you tell them about your cool ride? That was the coolest ride I've ever been in.
Well, we have a couple cool rides at Bully Brand. You know, we do the marketing thing, put stickers all over them. We got a Yukon Denali. We have an Escalade. We got a Lincoln. We got a Kia Stinger. We got a BMW. We got a Ford Escape. We got a Ford truck. We got a whole bunch of stuff with the Bully
and
Brand stickers on.
And you're about to be putting some Bully Brand stickers on a 2013 Ford F-150, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there we go.
That's my
back
truck.
Windows. Rock's going to be repping the brand.
Down in the valley. That's how us cool guys say.
Hey, you guys can get yourself a sticker too. Rock the Bully brand on your truck. That will help the dogs as well. Or we can also make you your own custom stickers of your own design to put on your vehicle as well.
That's right. If you don't support killing dogs, you should probably get that sticker.
If you need something with your design, t-shirts, hats, stickers, anything, it doesn't have to have our design on it. We can put your design on anything you want, and you can sell your own merchandise then.
That's me, like Bully brand can do everything.
T-shirt. Like a coal mine t-shirt.
You guys don't know this, but they did that for, actually, you guys do know that you're only sponsor. Talking about you guys more than anyone.
Well, that's called exclusive rights.
Yeah, exclusive rights sponsorship.
You guys don't even know how unfamous we are. Till after tonight.
Right? It is going down.
We're going to get 101 viewers after tonight.
101.
Oh, yeah, 101. Because Dustin mom's with.
Yeah. Sure, nothing listens, to actually. Do with donations.
Yeah. We like donating to you guys. Because I don't hate killing puppies. You hear that? Coal Mine does not support the killing of dogs, so we donate to Bully Brand.
And you should, too.
Exactly.
So, what song do we think they're going to play next?
Thuggish Ruggish. They haven't played it yet.
Hey, that's a good call.
Am I right?
I don't know.
That'd be so cool if I was.
Oh, they're turning the lights up. What's going on?
I want to, like, also say I did make the call that there's only four of them. There's not five.
Yeah. Who's not here? Flesh and Bone?
Crazy.
Yeah. Who's Crazy?
I don't see Crazy up there.
I see Wish. I see... they have the lights out. I can't see who's who anymore. But no... What was it? Crazy and Wish? Were they the ones that were at the Hydrant?
Yeah, it was Crazy.
Do you got any cool stories of touring with them?
Wish and Flesh and Bone.
Was it Wish
and
Flesh?
We had Crazy Bone and...
You had Crazy Bone with them?
Wish and Flesh and Bone, they were the ones that we were doing a few shows with.
Nice. What were they like?
We did stuff with them.
Chicken.
But they were, it all depends, like, they were kind of guarded when it came to other people, but we kind of kicked it with them and had a good time. They weren't assholes like Twist and Wiffle, put it that way.
Oh, no. We're definitely not getting Twist on, but yeah, we'll
so we don't have
on.
To kick Bone Thugs into nuts, only Twist.
Oh, is that Crossroads, baby?
Oh, Crossroads
let's
is
go
on.
Put our mics out for everyone to hear Crossroads. That's what the people want.
Coal Mine does not own the rights to this music. It is strictly for entertainment purposes only.
Free use act.
Oh, shoot. Are we allowed to do this, or is this pirated?
We're using it for free use, so we do not own the rights to the song.
Did that get us out of everything? Are we good?
It's a live recording.
Answer the question! I don't want to get in trouble!
And as long as we're doing commentary, we can use it.
You won't be lonely.
God, that makes me feel old.
You are old.
So am I.
We both of us have been together for 30 freaking years.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Cheers.
I didn't listen to him until later in life, so I feel young.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm coming out tonight. Hey, yo, check it out.
Did they have horn like that?
I don't know. Let me ask. Can I say something?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I don't know what you was about to say, but so that's my big brother, y'all. Hey look. Yeah. I just want to hear. Well, let me hear you say it ain't no party like a bone thug party, because a bone thug party don't stop.
Come on. Say it ain't no party.
Oh, that's weak as fuck.
One more time.
Guys, I'm gonna go use the bathroom before everybody floods and I have to piss like a racehorse.
Smart. I'll stay here and hold your microphone.
Pocket says a mangina. Hold it for me, baby.
Dustin's gonna be holding your microphone in the bathroom.
Microphone check on two.
Don't speak into the mic.
Is it all right if we keep this party going?
Yes, yes, it will.
Hold on.
The DJ gonna need a DJ.
Huh?
Oh, the DJ gonna need a DJ.
Okay. Back
oh my God, what's Miko doing on stage?
I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be awesome.
Buh, buh. Say buh, buh, buh.
Woo! Gotta watch everybody in your tricky out here. Look at both winners, it get busy out here. Better check the weather, it get sticky out here. Let's get out here. Shimmy on fire.
Down, so I'm gonna get it to a nigga, nah, nah.
with a bad bitch. See me kicking with my niggas like an ambulance.
Put the microphones down, bro.
Thugs? When I say go,
it kind of sounds like Miko if you pretend, right?
Thugs?
Let's pretend that's Miko on stage. Oh my gosh, everyone, Miko just got on stage. Listen to him.
Oh man, is that security? Look at that, they're pulling him up on stage right now.
No way, he's twerking.
Oh no, he's twerking hard.
That's Miko there, he just grabbed the microphone, he's rapping.
I'm kind of jealous right now. They got time. Aw, oh, shit.
He's not promoting the show. Dang it, Miko. Oh, he's got beautiful vocals, too.
They just said he's cold.
No, he said coal mine.
Oh, coal mine.
That's what
look
he said
at that shout out from Bone Thugs and Harmony for the coal mine.
Hey, I'm really liking coal.
They're looking for coal, but we don't have coal. Coal, everyone misses you.
Coal, this party is not a party without you. This is my sincere apology. I want you to come back to the show. I'm sorry, I miss you.
Hey.
There's no coal mine without you, Cole. That was my loving plug. Was that shameless, Dustin, or was that beautiful? Well, he's not answering, so the only answer is that was beautiful. Cole, I'll come back to the show. Now let's go back to some good tunes.
Lazy. It's gotta be one of the best things about this is sharing all these experiences with my new friends.
Who, us?
Yes, you.
Oh, that's cool. You've been actually an incredible mentor throughout all this. I really appreciate all the wisdom. We've had a lot of really good dinners where we sat down and talked and you told all these sweet stories. You taught me a lot about promoting. And we're hoping that, you know, the collaboration with Bully Brand and Coal Mine is what's going to finally take to get us to the next level.
Which one do you think's wheezing harder walking up that hill, Miko or Pockets?
Miko doesn't know how to wheeze. Look at him.
One
he's just
wheeze.
Smiling. Miko's so happy. Miko's back.
Wheeze.
You going to jump back on the show, buddy? Miko, come back to us.
What up, y'all? I'm enjoying the show, y'all.
Yeah, tell us about your experience,
bro.
Man.
Oh, it's a Bone Thugs Harmony concert. Everything better than that, bro.
Yeah, he's
loving it. Everything better than that.
And this is your first concert, man.
Yeah, it don't get no better than that for an 80s baby.
That's the right. 90s fool. I'm an 80s baby and a 90s fool, so it don't get no better than that, baby.
I know, and you've never been to a concert. Your first concert is backstage with Bone Thugs.
Yeah, backstage.
That's cool.
Let's do that. Yeah. It's cool.
You believe this? Yeah, you got to enter through a secret gate.
Yeah, that's cool.
You didn't
cool
have to go through front.
We're going to see if we're going to get backstage, though, backstage.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to the VIP party.
VIP party?
Yeah, there's a rumor we got an invite to the VIP party. If we get a picture with Bone Thugs, and if I get my bush into one of the Bone Thugs' hands, that's going to be legendary.
Yeah, that's legendary, bro.
Yeah. That sounds good. We're gonna write a dog in his bone. Thugs in harmony. That's
I
my goal.
Smoke bone, thugs, oh gosh, in harmony.
You're a Trump maker.
And some
and you put
pizza
the microphone down wrong. These fellas, I tell ya. It's like they've never been on tour before. Were those gunshots?
Gunshots?
Just kidding. We're in Wisconsin. Hear gunshots there.
Hunting.
Oh, they got one more song.
What do you think it's me, Bone Thugs? I wonder if I could teach the world. I'd like to hear that. I love that. I used to take baths and listen to that song,
you know?
I don't know those guys. They sound like to me. They say Miko?
It's over with. Thank you. I love y'all too. God damn, give me that. That was a cool game, man. Chill out. Ladies, ain't no party like a ball to the party. It's a ball to the party.
Out if that's true tonight. When we get to go to a party with them, we'll find out if that party never stops. If there's a time when they say everybody out this party's stopping, they're liars.
Look the thing up on the internet. I got 3 albums out. Flesh got 2. Crazy got 5.
How crazy is here?
Everybody doing some shit. And we got
Coal Mine and Bully Brand.
Bully Brand doing shit.
Yeah, they're probably talking about us. See, they did a shout out to Bully Brand and Coal Mine for supporting them. We actually are supporting them at the show, aren't we?
It's mighty nice of them.
That was an indirect shout out. Possibly a direct one. I don't know. I felt like when he pointed, it caught us for a second.
He was pointing at us.
I literally made eye contact with him. And for a second, he said, "Hey, I want you to join the Bone Thugs, bro."
Oh.
Did you see that look
are
in his
you,
eyes?
Like, all excited and whatnot
What would
now?
Be my Bone Thugs name? Let's go around and do Bone Thugs names.
Your Bone Thugs name?
What would my Bone Thug name be?
Whitey Bone.
Okay, that's fine.
Speedy Bone. Speedy Bone.
Speedy Bone?
Speedy Bone.
I feel like I'm ripping off Busy then.
Okay, well, it'd be Speedy Bon then. We won't call you Bone. We'll call you Bon.
I mean, I want the bone part.
You know, you're white, French. Let's go.
Sometimes people call me Squirrel because my mind's erratic.
Let's
go. Squirrel Bone?
That's funny.
Squirrel Bone's fun.
Yeah.
How about I go by Squirrel Bone? Should I get a tattoo that says Squirrel Bone at the convention?
Fuck yeah, I will tattoo Scrub Bone on your forehead.
No, Squirrel Bone. I said Squirrel, not Scrub.
Oh, Squirrel Bone. Oh
yeah, you were so in agreement with Scrub Bone, you asshole.
I was disagreeing with you to make you sound better.
We
do you like Squirrel Bone
nice
or Scrub Bone better? What do you like?
I mean, Squirrel Bone, you do that hunting and shit, so I mean, Squirrel Bone, you know.
Squirrel Bone. Okay, let's go around. What would Miko's Bone Thug name be?
Maybe we'll call you Cup of Soup.
What would Miko's Bone Thug name be?
Cup of Soup Bone.
No, I want Squirrel Bone.
Yeah. Ham Bone. Ding a ding 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 ding.
Miko's Ham Bone?
Half Bone.
Half
Bone. I'm the Dog Bone.
You're the Dog. Oh, you're Dog Bone.
I'm the Dog Bone.
It's Dustin, then. I feel bad. What kind of bone would he be? You know, you've known him longer than I am. You're the Dog Bone. I'm the Squirrel Bone. Dog Bones eat Squirrel Bones. Yeah, that was not sexual. Miko, what would your bone name be?
Oh, Shorty Bone.
Shorty Bone.
I feel.
You're like Shorty Spice.
Bone. Shorty Spice.
You're what? Short and a half spoon?
Half
she wasn't in the Spice Girls. You'd be Scary Bone.
Half a bone.
Or Baby Bone. Baby Bone.
Baby Bone. Bitty. B-I-T-T-Y.
Sounds too much like Busy. We're
Bitty
just ripping up Busy.
Man. Bitty Bone.
He'll fight us. He'll have beef with us. We can't have beef with anyone after tonight.
You know, did you guys know?
Publicity
interesting
publicity
fact.
Hold on.
Busy Bone was kidnapped as a child.
Dude, tell me more about that story.
Yeah, so him and it was one of his siblings, I don't know if it was a brother and sister, were kidnapped by this guy that was dating their mother, and they were on like America's Most Wanted and shit.
Shut up!
Yeah, swear to God.
Did that inspire him to be a rapper, you think?
What's that?
Do you think that inspired him to be a rapper?
I think it didn't
give him a choice.
Right, yeah, no, and the dude true. That like kidnapped him was like a crazy fucking weirdo and shit, so
well,
like,
everybody who's kidnapped any child is a crazy fucking weirdo, yeah. Dude.
But no, he was like,
been like, well, he was a normal guy.
He was like a sex offender and like, yeah, he
yeah,
so.
I know, that still fits the criteria of someone who kidnaps children.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's interesting.
You can, that, well, like,
you could can be Google it. I call it Google Geigle. So you can Geigle it.
Chomobone.
You said Geigle?
Geigle instead of Google. I say Geigle instead of Google.
The Lugal.
Yep, I say gaggle it.
And you're gonna be gaggle bone. You're gonna be gaggle bone.
Gag on a bone.
Gag on a bone.
Tua, spit on that thing.
Oh no, we're not doing a plug for Hawk Tua, girl. I know. I do not like that. I do not like that she got famous for that. I wish she got
21.
Famous for her academics.
But hey, I would like to say that she does have a good thing going because she's using that stupid shit to do a whole bunch of
she's
things
been,
she never would have been
sure
able to do.
We could probably
donate to
get her
she's
on
doing
this
like
podcast.
MMA,
yeah, she's
MMA,
doing everybody's
she's
podcast
doing podcasts.
Right now.
All right, but if you guys can get on the podcast, we're not talking about Hawk Tua. We're talking about her hopes and dreams.
Exactly. Yeah, right. She's taking advantage of something that's stupid fine. And turning it into a positive. Yeah.
And
which
if
is
you
amazing.
Make her a shirt, it's not going to be a Hawk Tua one. It's going to have her report cards.
If she
cards
don't Hawk Tua, I ain't talking Tua.
And then he got sued.
You are gaggle bone.
She actually sued Token for that.
The if I the if she
for the freestyle
Hawk Tua.
For the freestyle he did, he actually because he used
Token
her voice.
From South Park?
Oh God!
No, it's he's an independent
Token's a rapper. Yeah.
Isn't but yeah, that's my only Tolkien reference is South Park.
Well, at least it's not J.R. Tolkien, you nerd.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. Well, I actually feel better
I,
about
did
myself.
You say that
you
is
do
gay,
lift people up.
Gay
thank
as
you.
Fuck.
I think the concert is officially over.
No, it's it not. Is. They have something called an encore.
You think they're going to do an encore? Everybody
really
left.
Well, yeah, they're waiting for us.
Very quiet.
Hold on.
Very,
is that Bone Thugs calling us on stage?
Oh, shit, you know.
Are they giving us the address?
Bully Brett. Bully Brett.
And call on. And call mine. Good thing there's five of them, so they can say that multiple times.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Speaking
yeah,
of multiple
there's
times,
a roadie
there's
on stage. They are done. That guy doesn't
maybe
belong
he's
on
rapping.
Stage. Nope, he's unplugging wow. Shit. They're all right, done.
Let's get Miko over here for a little send down. We can wrap it up here. What do you think?
Wrap
Miko.
It up. There's a piece of advice, folks.
What's that?
Wrap it up.
That's a good plug. Or wait till marriage.
Yep.
If you're going to, I guess I support that. That's a plan. We'll put that as plan D.
Plan
I want
D.
A, B, and C to be wait for marriage. Right?
Abstinence.
Yeah, A and B is abstinence. Stands for abstinence. You can be C and D. D is for disease.
Condoms. If you don't use condoms, you get disease.
C, is for
C and
syphilis.
D.
And I think that starts with an S. Crap.
Chlamydia starts with a C.
Damn it, Dustin. Good job. C is for chlamydia. D is for diseases. But A and B is for abstinence. So if you choose abstinence, you're good. So choose plan A. Don't choose plan B. I guess if you don't choose plan A. No, I'm not pro-choice. You should keep the baby. Hey, Miko, come over here. We're going to do a quick send-off, everybody. Let's get the crew around, man. And do a quick little send-off.
All right, let's get it. Y'all, I just had the best time of my life, though, y'all.
Really?
What y'all don't know. Wow. I'm talking to the people. I ain't talking to you. Talking to the people.
Yeah, I'm talking to people. My life matters too,
talking
Miko.
Talking to the people.
Wow, he did say that. Well, at least I was about to say, you know, fucking tell him about your dream, Miko.
Miko, fucking what's your dream?
What?
To be friends with me forever?
Who?
So that's your dream. Things went drastically wrong right there. But tell the people how much of a good time you had out here.
Yeah. Man, I had such a good time, bro. Like, it's not even in words what I can say. Wow. I just seen a live concert.
And that, was that because Bully Brand?
Bully Brand, yep, absolutely.
And Coal Mine?
And Coal Mine. It's
think
like,
of where you'd be if you weren't part of Coal Mine.
Yeah.
You'd never be here.
It
you would never
no
have
better,
had the best
bro.
Time of your life.
And I'm working. So it works out.
Hey, you're working and twerking.
And working and twerking.
You're getting paid to twerk.
Hey, can't beat that.
You can't.
Can't beat that. With this dad
can't
vibe.
Can't beat
now
that.
Dustin, why don't you give us, I want you to give one more big plug for everything you got going on in Bully Brand before we say goodbye.
Man, I don't know if we have time for this, but we just finished up Bone Thugs. We got some wrestling stuff coming up. Ink Fusion Expos. We're going to have fucking the Coal Mine there doing the play-by-play part of the entertainment. September 19th through the 22nd. Well, the 20th through the 22nd. The 19th is the artist party, but yeah, I mean, come
Yellow
out and
Wolf.
Have a good time.
Are we invited to the artist party?
Yeah, of Yellow course Wolf you are. You're part of the production.
August 24th
is Yellow Wolf. We got something in between. I mean, it's Bully Brand. If you know us, you know we're everywhere. So continue. We appreciate
us.
The love. You know, we're about to go to Texas with Coal Mine and make an introduction with someone across
do we
the pond and get
hats?
Her fitted up. And
we'll get
hopefully
you
we're going
to
get some passports
that's right.
and
that's
go
a
start
that's
Bully
a shout
Brand
out to
over
you, Lindsay
the,
Jordan, with
the
IOWA.
UK.
Yes,
oh, right.
I love you, Lindsay.
But, nothing but love, Lindsay.
I'm going to be talking to Lindsay tomorrow on our other favorite podcast. I still call it a lariat with our main man, Steve. I'm going to be jumping on their podcast tomorrow, so I'll do a little plug for this. Steve's the man. He's been on a couple of our episodes, and he's invited me for the first time over ever to be on his show tomorrow.
Steven.
Well, so they're not going to forget his name.
Steven.
Let's get it.
Steve. That's again the number two podcast after Coal Mine.
Steven.
I still call it a lariat.
Steve.
Check them out.
Steven.
We'll do lariat. Some more plugging for them.
Steven with lariat.
All right.
Definitely,
Miko.
Definitely lariat.
Boom. All right.
Let's get
are
it.
Are you ready? If I do the song, can you give us a goodbye song in Cole's absence?
Hell no. We're going to just say goodbye, signing off.
Okay.
And
I'm going to hit the sign.
Cole, come back so you can sing the song.
Cole, come back. Listen how bad this
come
is going to be without
for
you.
Us,
ready?
Cole.
I didn't even hit the right button without you. Oh my gosh. Let's try it again.
Wait a minute, those buttons.
He says some shit like this. Farewell. Some shit like that.
Avita Zane, goodbye. Are we doing the Sound of Music right now?
See, look
shit.
How bad that was.
What a coincidence. We hate Nazis too.
Well, that's all of us at Coal Mine saying goodbye to you here with our brothers from Other Mothers. Bully Brand.
Lego.
Our number one
love,
sponsor.
Peace,
the best
chicken,
in the world.
Twist,
we're going to come with Bone Thugs now.
Up,
we're going to be responsible
because
we've got to get up at 6 in the morning to record our podcast
Steve.
And drive back home.
Like a fast rolling dodgeball.
I like this. Oh, Amiga put it down on.
Way to go, Amiga. Way to go.
Ow.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.